You're listening to SBS News.
Just weeks after he was granted asylum in Switzerland after 6 years on Manus Island, prominent refugee and advocate Abdul Aziz Mohammed has addressed the 41st session of the UN Human Rights Council.
Madam Vice President, my name is Aziz. For the first time in 6 years, I'm free. Up until recently, I was one of the refugees trapped by the Australian government in offshore detention center of Manus Island and Nauru. Many hundreds are still detained, and they are being completely destroyed, physically and mentally.
His speech comes as Australia approaches the halfway mark of its 3-year term on the council. Mr. Mohammed urged the council, of which Australia is a member, to make shutting down Australia's offshore processing centres a priority.
12 people have died, Madam Vice President, and over hundreds have attempted suicide just in the last months. How many more will it take? We don't have a time, not a day, not a month, and not a week. People are attempting suicide every hour. This is a humanitarian crisis that requires an urgent action.
Just days earlier, global advocacy group Human Rights Watch penned an open letter to Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, urging her to strengthen Australia's voice in the global human rights arena and to shut down its offshore processing centres for good. Published online, the letter says Australia's credibility as a human rights leader has been seriously damaged by its treatment of refugees and asylum seekers, and urges her to dismantle both offshore processing centres. Speaking with SBS News shortly after giving his speech in Geneva, Mr. Mohammed says he is still struggling to move on from his time in Manus after being granted asylum in Switzerland.
I'm not able to celebrate the moment of happiness and the joy finally that after 6 years I have been granted asylum and as a free person. But I still feel like physically I'm a free and I'm in Switzerland, but mentally and psychologically and my heart, my entire concentration is still on Manus, and it's just make me feel that I need to do more and more and more.
Human Rights Law Centre Legal Director Edwina McDonald, who is in Geneva to monitor Australia's activities on the council, says Australia has made some contributions in the first half of its term. However, Ms. McDonald says the overall impact of Australia's involvement is still very low.
Australia has contributed in a few different ways. I think they've shown leadership on national human rights institutions. They've been vocal in their support for the independent expert on sexual orientation and gender identity, whose mandate or position is up for renewal at the moment. But I think if you ask the question, has Australia made a difference to the human rights violations that we're seeing across the world? I think the answer to that question has to be no.
Comparing Australia to other nations elected to the council at the same time, Ms. McDonald says the gap in contributions is clearly noticeable.
If we contrast, for example, Australia with Iceland, Iceland joined the council at the same time as Australia. And what we've seen from Iceland is we've seen Iceland lead a joint statement last session on Saudi Arabia. And at this session, they're leading a draft resolution on the Philippines. And Australia declined to join the core group for that draft resolution. And we haven't seen any leadership from Australia on statements or draft resolutions on country-specific issues.
A Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade spokesperson says Australia has made robust contributions to human rights, saying it has made LGBTI rights, freedom of religion, disability rights, and the abolition of the death penalty a priority. However, the spokesperson has failed to answer SBS News' questions regarding whether the government will respond to Human Rights Watch's requests to shut down its offshore processing centres. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.